This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Doug Steffen, Good Day program. Jennifer Horn is here, and Ken Kessler. Happy birthday to Rich McFadden, who is celebrating his 68th birthday. Oh, wait a minute.
This is a biggie for Richie.
86th birthday. We're turning the numbers upside down.
Something like
inverted.
That.
And
happy birthday, Rich.
Essence of the day is to bring you up to date and bring you into connection, if you will, with that which has gone on in your life, in your world, over the past 24 hours or so. The emotional outburst from Michael Brown's stepfather is being examined. I'm wondering whether the feds are looking at this. Somebody's looking at it. I don't know if the police are investigating at the moment. Mr. Lewis Head, who was apparently involved up to his Mickey in the execution of all kinds of demonstrations. The grand jury decision, we all know about that. We all know about Darren Wilson. We knew about Michael Brown's father, but I didn't know there was a stepfather until this video popped up that shows Mr. Head turning to demonstrators and shouting, F the police!
Burn this down.
Burn this mother effer down! And burn this language that I don't even like. I don't even like using the references. Police say no formal investigation has been opened, no charges have been filed, but they promise to prosecute anybody responsible for the riot. So what does that mean? What does that all add up to? What do these people think they're going to get? What is the matter with how they think in general?
Who is they? Are you talking about the police?
Anybody, Jennifer, anybody involved in this. Anybody.
I think that was what the whole deal was. It was like, you know, you're sitting there and you have the good work done by people that we should admire and respect, like Martin Luther King, and then you have people that are trying to send a message by stealing things and burning down their own community. I saw, you know, just watching some of that news coverage on Monday last week, you see people breaking into a liquor store. I'm going to guess that most of those people breaking in and stealing beer were not doing it in honor of Michael Brown. They probably didn't even know him, and I'm going to guess maybe they didn't even know his name.
Yeah, I think that's very obvious, frankly. Knowing the fact that, at least at the beginning, I think, Kenny, there were a number of people who were arrested that weren't even from Ferguson or the local environs. They came in from out of state.
They're commuter looters.
Right. Oh, I like that term. Write that down. Commuter looters. All right, so that's the situation, in case you hadn't heard about Michael Brown's stepfather, now you know the rest of that story. So now let's deal with the rest of the story about one of the wives of Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi. Woman held by Lebanese authorities. Is she or isn't she the wife? Somebody says yes. Somebody else says no. So this confusion in this already murky situation, how many people have looked at this, we got this guy's wife. Well, how many wives does he have? You know, these people are going to have 18, 20, why they'd want that many wives. I guess, why?
I know, one's hard enough.
Yeah, well, under
these
the circumstances.
These guys have spares laying around just in case.
Yeah, it's sort of like, I guess, the Mormons in a manner of speaking. I don't know, the Mormons are happy to be compared to some of the Muslims.
And I don't know that the mainstream Mormons are practicing polygamy anymore.
You know, I just remembered something. I saw some story yesterday. Maybe some of you are familiar with it. The Mormons baptized some, I think it was Adolf Hitler. Why in the, that just popped into my mind. Did you know that after Hitler died, the Mormon church, supposedly anybody who wants to be baptized in the church can go to the Mormons, because oftentimes people are not happy, you know, the Catholics won't do everybody, or the Some of the Protestant sects won't do everybody. But the Mormons apparently will baptize anybody. And if you're a Mormon, maybe you can correct me on this or have me understand it better. 888-302-3684. Under the circumstances, I wonder about them having baptized Hitler and then posthumously. And then there was some talk about them baptizing Mormons who were killed in the line of battle. I don't even begin to understand that. But apparently that's something that they do. Anyway, meanwhile, back to this lady who is or isn't Mrs. al-Baghdadi. The Iraqi ministry, citing a source in an intelligence cell under its authority, said the woman's identity didn't match up with either of the names it has for Baghdadi's wives. Sources say the woman's name is Saja al-Dulami. Oh, of course, that straightens her right out. She and her child were detained by Lebanese authorities more than a week ago as they crossed the border. So why is this important? Why are we wondering about this? Why do we find this to be of interest? A big headline today, have we got a... I mean, I guess it would be significant if, in fact, she really was the wife of the ISIS leader. But other than that... so why?
And do you think ISIS will admit whether or not it is true?
Well, I don't know.
I don't think they want to give the satisfaction.
But why is that important to... Why would that be a screaming headline across American newspapers today? Why would we care?
Well, it was something we cared about when Saddam Hussein's sons were killed, or, you know, there were a lot of stories about the bin Laden family. I think when you have an enemy... or a country has an enemy, then they want to, you know, people's curiosity is about what the status is of their family, their family life, maybe.
Right. Yeah. All right. Well, I think it's something that is interesting when you look at all the things that really do affect us. Does that really affect us one way or another? It's nice gossip, I suppose, or interesting gossip, but that's about as far as it goes, I think. 13 and change past the hour. In a moment, we're going to start a series of daily interviews and conversations about 501c3 nonprofit. It sort of sounds a little gooky if I call them 501c3s. But at this time of year, we think it's important. And Jennifer actually started this idea. She planted this seed with us yesterday. I thought it was very appropriate for her to do that. In a sense, we are here to give. We are here with a service. We want to help. So we're going to recognize a group, a special group, that's a nonprofit every day. And we're going to start with the American Veterans Center, which happens to be housed in the same facility that our main studio is in Washington. And so Richie's going to explain to us in a moment or two about the American Veterans Center, what they're doing with their assets for the holidays and why it would be necessary or a good idea for you to support their efforts. That's coming up. Stand by for that. 14 after. This is Good Day.
Welcome to Staples.
Yeah, I hear Staples can handle all my holiday shipping.
Yes, sir. We have UPS available in-store, plus all the supplies you'll need, from boxes to bubble wrap.
Great, but my schedule's crazy with the holidays.
Staples opens early and stays open late.
What if I can't get here till Saturday?
We're open 7 days a week.
Even Sunday?
Well, we're open 7 days, though.
Okay, what if a week had 8 days?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we'd still be open.
This holiday, ship at Staples. Same UPS shipping and pricing. Available 7 days a week. Less stress, more savings. Staples.
Hi, welcome to Helzberg Diamonds.
Hi there. We'd like to look at engagement rings. Wait, is that the Geico Gecko?
Oh, hello. I'm just admiring this lovely diamond solitaire ring.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, it is.
Well, that was easy. Now, who thinks it's a good idea to save money on their car insurance?
I do.
Wow. I think we just had the wedding rehearsal.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-530-6922. That's 1-800-530-6922. 1-800-530-6922.
On the best days of Christmas, Ulta Beauty gave to me the 12 fragrance gifts at 11, SC polished and dollar glitter eyeliner, 9 shiny gift card hours, skin protected, 7 sealer glosses, risky fit line by Benefit, 5 Urban Decay naked palette, 4 living proof hair products, 3 Daisy Green perfume, 2 Faith cosmetics, and 1 luxury bathrobe.
Hurry in for the best beauty deals and gifts of the season. Ulta Beauty, gift gorgeously.
So yesterday was Give Back Tuesday. How many of you considered giving back? Did you, many of you belong to maybe the Elks or the Eagles or some group, the Italian Americans for Liberty in Panama or whoever it is that you think deserve your attention. A lot of people give back time. They volunteer. I've done that certainly with agricultural organizations over the years, and I think that that's a cool thing. Whatever it is.
Makes you feel good.
That makes you feel good, but more importantly, making it not about you, but making it about the organization and the people who can be helped. Such is the case with the American Veterans Center, which is headquartered in Washington, and it happens that the folks who are responsible for having set that up are also the same folks who are responsible for setting up Radio America. So this has grown, though, Richie, over the last 4 or 5 years, I sense, that the American Veterans Center has really expanded.
Well, the Radio America Network was here, and then we had a series of shows called Veterans Chronicles. And it was built to kind of honor World War II veterans, and it grew and it grew and it grew until it was this organization called the American Veterans Center, where we honor all veterans. And what we basically
live
do...
Live or dead? How do you...
Anybody. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. We honor their legacy and guard their legacy. We tell their stories so that people realize, what some of these people go through to help us have what we have every day.
So how would a volunteer help in having this message that you've produced there get out to, do you have people that...
Spread the message. If you go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org, you can see our story. Mm-hmm. We have several events every single year. We have the
big one.
I guess probably the biggest one is the annual Memorial Day Parade on Constitution Avenue, where we have upwards of 500,000 people watch, and it's a big deal. We have a new thing that's kind of cool called the Honors Program, and it happens on Veterans Day every year with our annual Veterans Conference, where it's kind of like the Academy Awards TV show for veterans, and we honor veterans from different generations and just recognize them. And it's televised. It was on the Reels Network this year and Military TV, Military.com TV.
Do you produce it there?
We produce the B-roll stuff here, but the show is live, and it's produced live.
See, one of the things people may not realize, not only is this a functioning radio facility, but also a television, as a television studio.
We built our TV studio here at the network in large part because we wanted to be able to have veterans come in and tell their stories and then produce these stories, and then we put them on the web, and we use them as part of our events. And it's really a neat thing. Let me tell you, because
some of the stories you hear.
A large part of my job is with the American Veterans Center and helping to produce these videos and these oral histories. And when you have Korean vets and World War II vets, and I got to meet a World War I vet, he passed away just a year ago or so, Frank Buckles, the stories that these people tell, it's just amazing, and it makes you feel like, wow, me, what have I done with my life? Some of these people have amazing stories and have made amazing commitments to this country and given so much, and I just feel like here I am just pushing buttons and having fun on the radio.
Here I am hacking around on the radio.
Yeah,
what have you done today?
Yeah. I mean, if you go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org, you can see the events that we do every year. Yeah. You can there's a donate button if you feel like you want to support us, and what we are is we guard their legacy. We tell their stories.
So we're going to do every day at this time one of these stories about a group like this that needs volunteers or needs support as part of, never mind Give Back Tuesday, but Give Back December. Maybe we'll change the name, Jennifer. Give Back December.
It's a hashtag waiting to happen.
AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Bells will be ringing this sad, sad news.
Can you believe? Now remember the nuance of Christmas music, the one-hit wonder Christmas tunes, is different than the nuance of the other songs. We've been doing this for, what, 6, 7 months, Richie? 8 months? I think we started the one-hit wonder thing in the springtime. And so what Kenny has come up with is the Christmas one-hit wonder contest. So we're playing a song right now by an artist that had only one Christmas hit, and this is it. So if you can tell us the name of the group at 888-302-3684, we'll send you a gift back from Mannheim Steamroller, including a copy of the new CD, Mannheim Steamroller 3040, which celebrates the 30th anniversary of their first Christmas album and the 40th anniversary of their first release from the Fresh Air series. We also have procured canisters of their cinnamon hot chocolate, which every year is a big hit. So as you listen to this tune, think about what a swell prize you'll get if you can figure out the name of the group. The song is Please Come Home for Christmas. This group, by the way, no stranger to pop hits. 17 top 40 charts. Charting tunes, 7 multi-platinum albums. This was their only Christmas hit. Crank it up, Reggie.
So won't you tell me?
Not a lot of heavy lifting here, I don't think. And that'll be the case, I think, Ken, more often than not, because
probably, yeah.
Many big stars have only had one Christmas tune, so this kind of makes it a little bit more fun. It's supposed to challenging to a point.
Please.
Come Home for Christmas was originally recorded by Charles Brown in 1960.
Yeah.
This group's version is the most popular, has been the most commercially successful. It chopped the charts.
So much feeling.
Chopping the tarts. Back during Christmas 1978, covered by dozens of other performers. James Brown has a version of this. John Bon Jovi, Kelly Clarkson, Darius Rucker. See New Kids on the Block or Backstreet Boys? Which one?
Did you say Darius Rucker?
Oh, my God.
Darius Rucker was in Hootie and the
Blowfish. All right. Well, it was one of the three. I just missed it.
And he's a very famous country singer.
Yes,
in
yeah, right.
That got done very
All right, this version... at the top of the charts. December again. 1978, I said. It was out as a 45. Do we even know what 45s are?
I have this 45.
Little baby record.
Do you really?
Me too. I do.
And oh my God.
The sleeve for it is a picture of them all laying around a pool in California with a Christmas tree.
I still have this
45. It's in my record collection.
All right, so let's see if we can figure out who it is. It looks to me like we got a pretty good array here. So where do we want to go?
We got to represent Ocean City here. That's,
we do.
That station in Salisbury, Ocean City on the Eastern Shore, really.
Hi, Steve.
Hey.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
Is it too early for that? It's what? Today's the 3rd of December, right? We're going to wish Matt Merry Christmas.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Please. How's the weather down the ocean, hon?
Warm and cold, depends on the day.
Warm and cold, yes, that's about it. Yesterday at this time on the farm, it was 22, and now today it's 42.
Yeah, so it's pretty colder up there than it is down here. But
yes, well, it's a great area, that whole area that you're in. I'm envious of you living. How close to the water actually are you, Steve?
I used to live about 5 minutes walking. Now it's 10, 15 minutes driving, but it's still close.
Yeah, well, it's a good. It's nice to have that, even the smell, the fragrance
Del Marva is beautiful.
Of the salt water as it comes across. It's very, very nice. Okay, so this tune was done by the
Eagles.
Do you have the 45 like everybody else seems to have?
I do not.
Don't have it. How hard was it for you to grasp, or was it easy because you liked the song?
Well, I recognize the band, but I've heard it for many years.
Oh, yeah, I play it all the time on the commercial Christmas stations. All right, you get the Mannheim Steamroller CD. Thanks.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. If your pet has suddenly manifested an appetite disorder, see your veterinarian, who should conduct a thorough examination to make sure the pet is not suffering from any illness. If your pet receives a clean bill of health, begin therapy for his problem at once. This may mean, of course, an adjustment in your entire approach toward eating and feeding. Ask your vet about vitamins for the young, old, thin, or weak pet. Many veterinarians believe it's a good idea. Always remember that food is a matter of survival for an animal, and tampering in any way with this basic need can cause severe psychological and physical disorders. If you love your pet, you want him to be as healthy as possible, playful and content, and interested in life. And his emotional and physical well-being are directly related to what and how he is fed. As long as the whole family's attitude about food and mealtimes remains as enjoyable and trouble-free as possible, you should have a happy pet who eats to live and doesn't live to eat. If you have any questions about feeding your pet or how much, check with your veterinarian. We don't want our pets to get obese. We just want them to be healthy. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Okay, today's sponsor is giving a free sample of their stress pill, Well Tabs, that's sweeping the nation. Over 1 million already sold. Because being a parent, working, or both is stressful. And Well Tabs can help you feel more relaxed, positive, and happy. And we have free bottles to try it for the first 50 listeners who call 800-642-5057. The powerful herbs and plant extracts in Well Tabs are used separately around the world to reduce symptoms of stress. And we have free bottles for the first 50 callers. Do you ever feel worn out, overwhelmed, or frustrated? Do you worry too much about money, your family, or what people think about you? The ingredients in Well Tabs can help you feel relaxed, stronger, and more confident, both physically and emotionally. So if you lead a busy life and want to feel less stressed, healthier, and happier, just call right now before today's 50 free bottles reserved for our listeners are gone. Call 800-642-5057. 800-642-5057. 800-642-5057.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
For all our loyal listeners, it's time for another giveaway. Over the next 30 days, our friends at SupernaturalSilver.com are giving away six 16-ounce Supernatural Silver liquid valued at nearly $100 per bottle, or their skin and body gel priced at $49.98. All you have to do is enter and win at GCNLive.com. Hurry, contest ends December 5th. GCN can give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with the Supernatural Silver giveaway at GCNLive.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Richie's birthday is today. And
happy birthday, Richie.
At the controls in our studio in Washington. Kenny Kessler's birthday was a while ago.
Happy birthday, Kenny.
Jennifer Horn's birthday will be sometime in the future.
Happy birthday to me.
Right, February.
Very nice.
So good news today about the price of oil. Yet again, every day pretty much, we notice with a plum the cost of gasoline going down. It went down 6 cents last week. Or over the course of the last 7 days. And now, as you notice it at the pumps, that's cool. Oil producers are locked in a production war. That is, the Americans, the Canadians, the Mexicans, because I don't think anybody in this hemisphere belongs to OPEC. Am I right on that? Well, that's not true. Of the northern hemisphere of the western hemisphere. But the southern hemisphere, like the Venezuelans, produce a lot of oil. They belong to OPEC, I believe. And they're happy to give it, give the old American salute to us at any opportunity. That was actually the theme of Madam Secretary's episode that Jennifer doesn't like.
Nobody does.
What do you mean nobody does?
Nobody watches the show.
They do, too. They
you watch the show. You're the only one I know that watches that show.
That's a good show. All right, anyway.
Like
so
watching
it's not all about
dry.
Murder. Every other show on the air is all, everybody gets murdered, cut up, chopped up.
I'm going to give you another example. I told you Madam Secretary is a show that I really wanted to like, and I tried to watch, but it was so boring.
Yeah.
So I tried watching that Katherine Heigl show, State of Affairs, also wanted to like it.
It's not too late for me. I suppose if I knew how to use my equipment, then I could probably. Is that the thing? I don't think she's got it.
I do. I think she's great. Well, yeah. I think she's mean. She's got a bad reputation, but
right.
I like her watching her.
Really? You like her watching?
I don't know what I'm trying to say. I don't have internet.
Well, Jennifer's flying blind today, so that's all right. It's fun to not... I think it'd be fun. I don't know how I do this program, although I can't remember the last time all this stuff went south. Richie, can you remember the last time all of my stuff went south and I just sort of winged it?
I don't think you liked it. I don't think you were a big fan of it. I think there was a lot of fax me that right now.
Yeah. Yeah, we don't have fax machines here anymore.
Yeah, so right, exactly.
That was a problem.
All right, anyway, so the point is American producers are still making money even if the prices drop. Even if they go down, what is it, about $70 a barrel now? Even if it goes down to $50 a barrel, the Americans are making money, but the boys and girls over in the Middle East, they don't like it because they can't buy their $300 million yachts as easily with the price going down. So it's who blinks first. I'm betting the Americans will not. Anybody want to take bet on that? Americans, why should we blink? Although, not all the oil. See, the thing that's so crazy about this is we're still getting oil from the Middle East. But we have to. They have to take the price that comes on the world commodity markets. They can't say, oh, well, you're buying our oil, and our oil is more expensive. People say, huh, who needs you? And as a result of all of this, some of you may be happy that the Russians are sinking like a rock. Their economy is going into the tank big time as a result of two things. Number one, the price of oil, because that's pretty much the only commodity they have, and they don't know how to market it because they got Putin, who's not exactly the most popular guy on the planet. So people say, if we can buy our oil from someplace else, why do we want to buy it from the Ruskies? So he's noticing a real drop in the amount of oil that they're selling. Number two, sanctions that were set up against them after they went after the Ukrainians have cut their economy down. So they're looking at serious repercussions. So will that take its toll on Mr. Putin? Will that mean the end of his regime? Or people, the economy's not good. Doesn't mean even where you are. And I think over in Russia, I don't think it's gone so far as if you don't vote for me, I'll shoot you, like it does happen in certain countries in the Middle East. I don't think we can get away with that in Russia. He's getting away with a lot of stuff. But now the economy's falling apart. And it's getting winter time over there. Can you imagine? I don't think anybody can. I was in Russia in the winter time. You can't imagine how dirty and bleak a country can be. And it's so, you go across the sort of Western European divide into Eastern Europe, and even some of those countries have come up now that the USSR has broken apart. But once you get into, I was on a mission with some of the first people that went into Russia. We went to Moscow and to Leningrad and to Kiev right after the Cold War was over. I was on the first American plane to actually go into Kiev, for example. And I remember looking at these places and thinking, how in the world does this country have the status it does when you look at
why do you think they drink so much?
It's barren. It's cold. There's some beautiful things. If you go up to Leningrad or St. Petersburg, that's a beautiful area. But Moscow is filthy, 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 dirty. Ah. So,
what
anyway.
Do you really think?
Well, I just.
That's what I like about you. You're subtle.
Yes, I'm very subtle. I'm known for my subtlety.
Yeah.
Speaking of subtle. A top NFL official admits that the league made a quote-unquote crucial mistake in their initial punishment of Ray Rice. Troy Vincent, who is the executive vice president of football operations. They have other operations besides football in the NFL? Why do you call him the vice president of operations?
They divvied up into, they have security, they have
really?
Promotions, they have marketing. So football operations is like the on-field stuff.
Vice president of
overall.
Fuscal operations says the league should have acted sooner to punish Mr. Rice. Because the separate videos that we've all seen of him beating around his fiance, now his wife, weren't they on TV all over the place yesterday again?
They were on the Today Show all this week.
Yeah, new trend is that they interview you once, but then they break the interview into bite-sized pieces so that they can get more ratings back out of it.
Really?
So, they'll do a 20-minute interview, but they'll only give you 10 minutes or 5 minutes a day.
3 hours, 2 days, yeah.
Yeah. So what I want to know, this is part three of our conversation, how did two school buses collide on a highway? How does that happen? How do you get?
I would imagine like how other cars collide on a highway.
No, but I mean, this is like, hello, I can't see the bus. The bus is right there.
Right. Or, hello, I'm not driving with 35 kids in my bus and I'm not paying attention.
Well, that happened yesterday afternoon. As the middle of the school runs in the afternoon, a couple of school buses collide on a Tennessee highway. A couple of children dead. One of the drivers is dead. 23 people hurt. The Knoxville police investigating more serious injuries. So what happened? How does something like this happen? It's different. I mean, school buses, even in the dark, have all of that striping around them. Have you noticed? No matter where you go,
you really have to be driving with your eyes closed.
Right, exactly. You have to have your eyes closed completely, Rich. You're right. In order not to see a school bus. It's called, I was in the school bus business. That's how I know all of this. I was in the bus business in the 70s. And they have what the paint is called National School Bus Chrome. It's called that for a reason. There are pigments in the paint that they use to paint the buses that have more, not lighting, what's the reflection? Thank you. Here, reflection. And then they put reflectors as well all around the buses, four stripes.
And I'm sure since 1975 that technology has increased just a little bit. Those things glow in the dark.
Right.
You've really got to be just putting blinders on to this one.
Yeah, you can't.
When you're driving one.
Right. Millions of businesses and you could be in luck. So this may be the first thing that the House has done all year. People are, oh, really, it's about time. The House is moving to extend a $45 billion package of expired tax breaks, at least till the end of the year, so that you can claim these tax breaks on your tax return. There's no certainty that it will happen after the end of the year. As a matter of fact, I think probably the president could, this is a lame duck session, he could veto this, right? He could veto any bill. Is he likely to?
Unless he's got enough votes.
Yeah, would override him.
Yeah,
right.
64 or whatever it is.
Yeah, you have to have 64 votes to override the presidential veto. So they had that. Meanwhile, the House today is considering legislation that would curb or try to stop the president's immigration plans. However, it's interesting. Boehner has been all over the place in the last day, Speaker of the House, saying, this is terrible, this is un-American, we've got to stop it. But yet he's been telling his colleagues behind the scenes, we can't shut the government down. Look like the bad guys. Last time the government was shut down, 4 million people working for the government, the federal government, went out on the street. Those people vote too. And this is back to buying your vote, isn't it? What's in the best interest of America? To let 5 million immigrants come in or not to let them come in the way the president has suggested? I don't think that's in the best interest of America. Anybody here think it is?
They won't do it.
They won't do what?
Shut it down.
No. Is that because they don't have the hoochie coochie goo?
It won't behoove them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They can threaten to shut it down. But
plus, then they realize that nothing changes when they shut it down.
No,
and
nothing
changes. You can't do it that much.
They all get paid, by the way. They send everybody home. Remember this happened the last time? And everybody was outraged at money, $1 billion or something. Everybody goes home, has a vacation. Government shut down. When they come back, they all get paid in arrears.
I know.
Right. Well, it's like a paid vacation for these people. Who makes that decision? Does that happen when you go home and you don't work? Doesn't happen to me. If I don't work, I don't eat. I get hungry when I don't eat. What about you, Jennifer?
I do, too. I'm actually hungry right now.
Are you really?
Well, a little bit.
Better get something to eat because the television report's coming up in a moment here on Good Day. In the meantime, let me help you understand the morning routine, the ritual that people go through when they set up their cup of coffee. What is that thing called? A Koenig?
A Keurig.
A Keurig. Well, close. Something like that. Anyway.
You know just enough about everything to be just a little
dangerous.
You got the K in there, and that's about it.
Right, I got it.
A and the G.
Yep. I don't think BuzzBox has created a way.
Oh, I use my Keurig every morning.
How do you do it then? Explain to people how you use BuzzBox.
Well, I have, because buying a K-cup every day gets kind of expensive, so I'll do that every once in a while. But I have a reusable K-cup that's plastic, and then I fill it with my ground BuzzBox coffee and make Keurig coffee that way.
Really?
Oh, it's because I don't make a full pot for myself, because if I do, I'll drink every bit of it. So
by the way, the Keurigs are among the most popular gifts this Christmas.
I really am. I'm addicted to mine. I
really
love it.
I never knew Mara's got one. I never knew they existed before, but I don't drink coffee. So.
Even if you don't drink coffee, though, you can do teas and
yes, right. She showed me how to do that.
Cider.
I haven't quite. I'm a little bit put off by all the buttons and lights.
Oh, my God. There's like three buttons.
Well, no, there's more than three buttons. There's three buttons on one level, and then there's three more on the side
she
with blue lights.
A fancy one. Mine, yeah, three buttons.
How this radio show ever gets on the air is beyond me.
Rich, these are the things that people care about.
Unbelievable.
No, no, he's talking about
no.
how I can
oh,
function
how you press the button.
The buttons, yes, exactly. That's, I have you there, Richie, to push most of the buttons, including mine. 14 before the hour. Jennifer has the television report. Well, I don't know whether she actually does have the television report.
No, I don't. It's all you say. I have no internet.
I'm going to do the news and the television news. You can grunt.
Yeah, I'm going to actually just let it be like it normally is, where you do the news and I go, uh-huh.
All right. By the way, the tag to the BuzzBox story is get you a free pound of BuzzBox coffee, and you can make your own in the Keurig or Koenig or whatever it is.
For a Christmas gift.
For a Christmas. BuzzBox coffee for Christmas.
Little coffee.
Yep. Mm-mm. Very, very good. Start the ball rolling by calling 866-456-7805. Get you a free pound of BuzzBox coffee. Get started. The solution to people's desire to have really good, flavorful coffee. They can't find it. No more is that a problem. You can find it by going to BuzzBox.com, or you go to the BuzzBox box on any page at DougStefan.com, or you call them to sign up for your free coffee at 866-456-7805.
Welcome to Staples.
Yeah, I hear Staples can handle all my holiday shipping.
Yes, sir. We have UPS available in-store, plus all the supplies you'll need, from boxes to bubble wrap.
Great, but my schedule's crazy with the holidays.
Staples opens early and stays open late.
What if I can't get here till Saturday?
We're open 7 days a week.
Even Sunday?
Well, we're open 7 days, though.
Okay, what if a week had 8 days?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we'd still be open.
This holiday, ship at Staples. Same UPS shipping and pricing. Available 7 days a week. Less stress, more savings. Staples.
For all of you who are inspired to create your own unique holiday cards and gifts.
For all of you, there's Vistaprint.com.
At Vistaprint.com, creating personalized holiday cards is simple. Choose from hundreds of designs and add your own photos and special messages. And there's 60% off. Plus, personalized one-of-a-kind gifts are also up to 60% off. It's our best deal of the season. But hurry, offer ends December 7th. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to Vistaprint.com, click the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter code RADIO60. Vistaprint.com, code RADIO, the word 60.
The risks to your money have never been greater. Don't Bank on It is a hot new book which exposes 20 major risks. Here's the first three shocking risks covered in this book. Number one, under current law, you don't own your own bank account. Your deposits are an, quote, unsecured asset belonging to the bank. What you own is an IOU. Number two, the FDIC only has enough reserves to cover 7% of the total deposits they insure. Number three, today cyber criminals can instantly steal your savings, identity, and credit. No wonder so many Americans have been hoarding cash and gold. What more can you do to save your life savings? Well, call 800-BUY-COIN, that's 800-289-2646, and request a free copy of Don't Bank on It, a $20 value free. Don't wait. Call 800-BUY-COIN, 800-BUY-COIN, or go to SwissAmerica.com/free.
On the best days of Christmas, Ulta Beauty gave to me a 12 fragrance gift, 11 Etsy polish, $10 glitter eyeliner, 9 shiny gift card hours, skin protected, 7 feel of gloss, and risky decline by Benefit, 5 Urban Decay Naked Palette, 4 Living Proof Hair Products, 3 Dizzy Green Perfume, 2 Face Cosmetics,
hurry in for the best beauty deals and gifts of the season. Ulta Beauty, gift gorgeously.
57 channels, my God, can you believe it? Nancy Schnickerman, oh no, Snyderman, is returning to NBC. Now, normally I've made a vow to not say any more who cares to anything you say, Jennifer, but I'm saying it now. You could say.
Who cares? Who's Nancy Schneider Schnooker?
She's the one who went down to
Ebola thing.
Right, yeah. To Africa and right. Intentionally got Ebola so that she could be the center of the story. Right.
Yeah.
Get rid of her.
And God. CBS says, this is one I need your expertise on, Jennifer, because this is your family business. CBS could go dark on Dish because they're having, they're arguing with everybody. I mean, is it Dish? Who's having the trouble with Fox? You can't get Fox. I can't get Fox on Fios. What's going on?
And I think I've told you a little bit about this. What's happening to cable and to satellite providers is that in the past, networks like CBS, NBC, ABC, they haven't charged cable and satellite providers for programming. Well, now that the digital conversion came up, they realized that they can charge for network programming, something that was not paid for before. So to use to take CBS and to put it on, you're going to have to pay CBS now for what you used to get for free. And CBS also owns 40 other channels, and so they use those and hold them hostage as a bargaining chip within this carriage agreement. So, you know, I hate to.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
A great picture, Warren, at DougStefan.com of Kenny. Is that supposed to be a dove? The 12 Days of Christmas dove? What is that? It's not a turkey.
It's a partridge.
Oh, that's a partridge! And is it holding a pear tree branch or something in its beak?
Yes.
Is that what that is? Oh, missed that. Do I... do you have any? You've had all kinds of pets, Warren Eckstein, over your life,
including a partridge.
You have had a partridge,
absolutely.
And did it have to live in a pear tree? Where did it
not
live?
I'm not good with anything that grows.
No,
the partridge did find the pear tree and survived.
Really? Well, listen, you can't have everything.
You're right.
The focus on dogs, cats, your pets. Next, as we get into the lives of those beings that you love so much. Warren Eckstein is here. You can check out, by the way, have you seen the picture of Charlotte at DougStefan.com? No, we have it posted on Facebook, right, Kenny? Or did you put it on the website, too? I'm not sure.
It's on Facebook.
Facebook. All right, picture, Warren, while we have a word or two here, check out the picture of Charlotte, Christmas picture of Charlotte, at Facebook.com/good day.
It's the holidays, and for the U.S. Postal Service, this is our season for many reasons.
Because we treat every package like it's from our own Aunt Kathy.
Because we have the manpower, the tech power, and the willpower to get the job done.
Because of amazing services like text alerts.
Because we deliver to more people in more places than anyone.
Because through rain, sleet, snow, or whatever else Mother Nature throws at us, we bring our A-game.
When it comes time to ship your gifts, trust the U.S. Postal Service, because this is our season. Priority you. For more info about our services, go to USPS.com.
Welcome to Staples.
Yeah, I hear Staples can handle all my holiday shipping.
Yes, sir. We have UPS available in-store, plus all the supplies you'll need, from boxes to bubble wrap.
Great, but my schedule's crazy with the holidays.
Staples opens early and stays open late.
What if I can't get here till Saturday?
We're open 7 days a week.
Even Sunday?
Well, we're open 7 days, so...
Okay, what if a week had 8 days?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we'd still be open.
This holiday, ship at Staples. Same UPS shipping and pricing. Available 7 days a week. Less stress, more savings. Staples.
All right, so the new thing that seems to be sweeping the nation as far as pets are concerned is pet massage. You may have seen the story, Warren, at DougSteffen.com of spa treatments that are now being scheduled by, and I, by the way, I'm doing this with Charlotte because of her age and because of the things that are going on with her hips. I need to get her active so she has physical therapy. Matter of fact, this afternoon she'll have some. It's becoming a regular service so far, and this woman that I'm going to is a vet, but she set up a service that basically is all about massage, chiropractic, aromatherapy, acupuncture, all of these things. People think that's just a Southern California thing, but no, it's being practiced all over the place now. Even horses are getting this kind of treatment. I haven't done it with my cow yet.
It's a good thing, and it's a good thing, Doug. You know, I don't want to brag, but in 1976, when I wrote one of my first books, Pet Aerobics, there was an entire chapter in there on the importance of massaging your pets for many different reasons. In fact, one of my closest friends owns Buddha Massage in Southern California.
Where is it?
She comes to your home. And
really?
She does horses, and she does the dogs and cats and all types of animals.
Send me her email.
Lovely girl, Pam Holt. I'll send you all her information.
Yeah,
anyway, the bottom line is it really is an important factor because, first of all, it establishes a better relationship. Now, my own dog was diagnosed with 3 months to live. I brought him to a veterinarian that specializes in complementary veterinary medicine. We did acupuncture, massage, cold laser therapy. And I got to tell you, the dog lived for 3 years after that and happy, healthy life. So I'm a big believer, and it's not a Southern California thing. I'm a big believer that things we're finding out holistically that help us are holistically going to help our pets.
So why is it any different, basically? I think that's the question. Cats, though, don't seem to... It wouldn't seem to me that cats would benefit from this the way dogs or bigger animals do. Is that
no? That's not necessarily true. It depends on the cat.
If
you, as a pet guardian, were to take the time to socialize your cat and treat the cat the same way you treat your dog, eventually the cat would enjoy being massaged. Who doesn't enjoy a massage? Even a cockroach would like a massage.
Well, there's a visualization. Giving a cockroach a massage.
Now, I massage snakes. I've massaged alligators in my career. I massage horses. The feeling of touch, the goodness of touch is just as important for animals as it is for people.
A lot of pets pet spending is up 6% this year over last year in terms of holiday things. You buying a present for your pet for Christmas?
Yes, I'm buying him a book.
What's the book?
I don't know. Whatever one he wants. Let him pick it out himself. And then he reads it. That's what's amazing.
What would be a good title for a dog? What would be a good dog?
Well, you know, how to get your dog to do what you want is my book on dogs. How to get your guardian or owner to do what you want. That's the book.
I tried to put a diaper on Charlotte last night. You'd love to have seen the results of that one.
You got to get a video of that.
Yeah. 59 after on Good Day.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials,
commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do.
When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop.
And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help.
Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com.
And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website.
Advertise@gcnlive.com.
Easy, affordable, effective.